Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Now it's time to get those answers for life, mortgages, and the financial industry with Matt Van Fossen.
I'm not fucking leaving.
J-Rod.
Okay, insert rod support A into slot B.
And John Kuskin.
Well, you don't know about jail? Well, you would love jail.
Here it is, Rates and Rants.
All right, welcome to our first episode of our new podcast, Rates and Rants. I'm Matt Van Fossen, introducing one of your co-hosts, Joe Rodriguez, referred here at Absolute as J-Rod. He's a 14-year mortgage industry veteran. He's been running company's operations longer than Erica takes to do her hair. He's worked for major mortgage lenders, three of which have completely collapsed, and after doing a short tenure at Ellie Mae, helping the companies he liked and destroying the ones he couldn't stand, he decided to join Absolute as the chief operating officer. A self-proclaimed idea expert and a husky trainer, J-Rod is a no BS intellectual that knows what he hates more than what he likes. Introducing Joe Rodriguez.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you. I'd like to introduce a 15-year veteran of the mortgage industry, an innovator and disruptor in the mortgage technology space. He has been with Absolute since 2011, and over the past 4 years, he's successfully trained over 1,000 realtors in advanced social media marketing. In addition to his extensive mortgage experience, he's a renowned public speaker. 2015 and 2016, he was recognized as one of the most influential mortgage professionals under 40. Some say his knees are made of jello and chewing gum, and he's been proposed to 4 times by different women. He's currently the CEO of Absolute Home Mortgage. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Van Fossen.
All right. That was good.
Oh, that was good. I like that.
I guess we have two more. We have John, which we were supposed to prepare some introductions. Yeah. Joe and I obviously did our homework, but yes. I think Erica, the illustrious Miss Adams, was supposed to be introducing John Kuskin. So let's see. How does your introduction for John go?
My introduction was, this is John Kuskin, and his children call him Daddy.
That's very extensive.
That's me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And Mr. Kuskin, John Kuskin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
The guy that used to never said a word. Now we can't get him to shut up.
Just starting.
So.
He loves his sound in the mic.
Oh,
he really does. And John was supposed to write an introduction for Erica.
And I didn't.
And he didn't. So that I think that sets the tone for this podcast and how it's going to go. Joe and I are going to be doing our homework, and John and Erica are along for the ride. So,
yeah.
We're setting the stage. No expectations.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there should be no expectations of this podcast.
No.
But I think the content's going to be great. I mean, we have a lot to talk about. And just for our listeners, I mean, we've been here for about 2.5 hours trying to get the system to work. Not one of us has shut up yet.
No.
I think all of us really like our radio voices. Don't like each other's radio voices, but love our own.
No, I sound amazing.
Yeah. So, well, I guess we got to get into the weeds here. We did. Where are we broadcasting from? I guess let's start with that.
This would be live from Conference Room B.
Yeah, Conference Room B at Absolute Corporate, which we've now successfully converted into a full podcasting studio. I'd like to thank Amazon for giving us all the material.
Well,
is that our first sponsor?
Amazon's our first sponsor. Yeah, sponsor.
But we paid our sponsor.
Yeah, we paid our
We do
sponsor.
Things a little bit differently around here.
Yeah, why not pay sponsors? Let's think about that.
That's turn it. This whole thing right on our head.
Right, exactly. So our podcast is it's going to collapse after about an episode because we're paying sponsors, but that's good. So I guess let's start off with talking about how do we come up with this?
Whose idea was this?
So Joe and I are trying to figure that out. What I remember, and I don't know what Joe remembers, but I remember me and Joe talk a lot. Even this is before Joe joined the company, and we were talking about doing a podcast. And Joe said, "Oh, we should do a podcast." And I just remember putting together an Amazon list because I love buying shit. Right?
This is true.
So it's my favorite thing to do. So I went on my cell phone. I started putting together a list of the equipment we need. I talked to Derek, asked him about the equipment, and I sent the list over to Joe. And Joe said, "Oh, okay, awesome." At the time, Joe, you were renting a really shitty office somewhere, and we were gonna do it in the basement, okay, of his shitty office that some accountant or something like that.
A little office that I was renting at the time, and I mean, nobody was in there, and it was quiet, so we're going to utilize that, but this is way better.
Yeah, much better. So, and then it just kind of fell off, right?
And yeah, I mean, we had a lot going on. I had a kid.
You had a kid, right? Within 30 days, you had a kid. We were supposed to set the studio up. Then we didn't set the studio
up.
Kids
delay everything. Right.
And then I found figured out how to talk you into actually becoming employed at Absolute.
Yeah, yeah. Which wasn't easy.
No, no, it wasn't. You know, that was a very long conversation.
I was a big proponent of hiring Joe.
Yeah,
really?
Once I met John and Rich, it kind of sealed the deal.
Oh, it was them that sealed the deal. That's kind of messed
wouldn't?
Up. Well, I agree. I mean, it sealed the deal for me.
Well, you laid the foundation.
Yeah, I did lay the foundation.
I just put the cherry on top.
Yeah, thank you. Well,
I like cherries.
Joe loves cherries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a big cherry guy?
I'm
cherry ice cream?
Cherry
anything
Italian
cherry?
Ice.
Oh, cherry Italian. Like cherry soda?
No, I don't drink soda, really. It doesn't do it for me.
Soda's not good for you. I didn't say
like,
it
if you want to die, soda's good for you. But.
If you want to die. I drink a lot of seltzer. I feel like it's the common ground between soda and water.
It does get boring, though.
Yeah, it does get boring.
Tito's. They come in a lot of flavors.
Tito's and seltzer, you know?
Nowadays, that LaCroix, how do you say that?
LaCroix.
LaCroix? Yeah. Those are big nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah, but with I heard the they have like rat poisoning.
They did you see that?
Yeah.
Wait, the kids stuff has rat poisoning inside?
No, not like kids, but you know, like the millennials drink all like their new.
Millennials are like in their 30s now. They're not kids.
Yeah, I think I'm a millennial.
Yeah, I think.
Am I a millennial?
You're definitely not a millennial. Everybody else here is a millennial, but you.
What the hell am I cut off? I'm like.
You're Gen
how
X.
How old are you?
32.
Oh. Yeah, you're Gen X.
30?
31.
31? Yeah. 33?
33. All right. So yeah, you're right on the cusp.
I'm
you're,
39.
You're,
I'm still. We're all in the 30s.
Listen,
you're 1980.
Right? You're millennial for today.
Wait, are you 1980 or 79? You're 79. You were. John lived one day in the 1970s.
One day we'll do a show about life in the 70s. I'll tell you guys what it was like.
The
I was
one
only
day.
There a day, but it was insane.
All right. So I guess we had this idea for podcasting, and you know, Joe and I were talking a lot about when he was coming on to join Absolute, you know, as a pretty prominent figure at the company. We never hired somebody, you know, into an executive role day one like that. There was always a promotion. He wanted to talk about a new way of managing, right? A new way of talking to our staff and training people and all sort of stuff. So we said, well, why not do it through podcasts? And, you know, we said, well, we have this awesome office at corporate. We, you know, have some money to pay for the equipment. You know, we have two conference rooms. Let's turn one of them into the studio. And here we are. So, you know, that kind of leads into, you know, why we're doing it. You know, why are we doing this?
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I listen to podcasts pretty much
almost exclusively. I've started to a lot now.
I kind of got hooked on them. There's a few out there that I really like, and you know, they're always geared towards what you're interested in, right? So you end up going down that road. And for me, I mean, I just find them interesting, and it's a good use of time rather than listen to, you know, the same song 15 times on a 40-minute drive.
Yeah, sure, that's true.
You know. Listen to the top 40.
But there really are. Have you guys researched? Are there mortgage
podcasts?
Yeah,
I did a lot of research. There's no mortgage podcasts.
That's not true.
Bad research.
There's about 45 of them.
45 mortgage podcasts. But is
no,
it?
No. I correct my statement. I did a lot of research. There's no good mortgage podcasts.
Now I was going to say, is it just like really like just mortgage talk or like what we're trying to do?
Like kind of real estate or like mortgage talk or mortgage marketing, right?
Right.
There's all these guys that are, you know, oh, I'm a mortgage marketing expert. Come listen to
me. Like
the
mortgage coach type people doing
stuff.
Yeah,
but you know, you never heard of them, right?
Yeah.
Sounds so boring.
I don't think anybody's heard of us. But
I've never. I've been in the mortgage industry.
You guys. Everybody's heard of me.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, there's no. I don't think there's any outside influence for anybody to listen to them, right?
So, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody actually said that to me. Jeff Tarabassi from Calibre. He said, I still didn't really know him at the time, and we were at a conference.
Stop talking like a talk show host.
Sorry. And
yeah.
And I went up. I was like, oh, hey, Jeff, how are you? I was like, I don't know if you know me. I'm Matt. And he's like, oh yeah, everybody knows. Matt Van Fossen. I was like, what?
You were the face of Encompass.
Yeah, I was the face of Encompass for a while. Do you remember that, John?
I remember that picture you took.
Yeah, I don't even know how
that
happened.
I think I was there for that. That was for your agent photo.
Yeah, for my agent photo, and then they put it up. And it was up for like 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened a couple of Decembers ago. It was a pretty big deal.
Did they give you a discount for using
They did not. Yeah. I'm still waiting for my royalty check.
Did you sign a piece of paper
check.
About that?
I did not.
No release.
They just, I'm sure when I signed up for the special agent account that there was some type of verbiage, fine print, or something like that in there.
Yeah. Always get you with the fine print.
So anyway, I guess the we're going to do this internally first at Absolute, right? To talk and make it more internally.
It's always public, right?
Yeah.
But essentially, it's internal, you know, geared internally for now.
Sure.
Until I think we can take it big. Because I think the
I mean, share it with your friends.
Right, of course. Share it with your friends and your local advertisers.
Did we find any podcasts in Joe's diligent research? And by the way, he uses Google for all of his research, so it's extremely accurate.
Was that a plug? Are we getting paid by Google?
We are not getting paid by Google. No, we're going to pay Google.
We're paying Google to pay for our...
Right, we do pay a lot
of money. Just to be clear, because I feel like every podcast, like if they have sponsors, you know they're sponsors.
Right.
And if they don't, they always say like, just to be clear, we're not getting paid by, you know, this company.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, we're not getting paid by anybody. Our sponsor is Absolute.
Yeah, we are self-funded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no sponsorship.
So thanks to...
Right now. Yeah. But I really believe we could take this not only internally mortgaged, but, you know.
But if we talk about something, it's because we use it.
Yeah.
And like it.
Right, yeah, of course. We're not going to talk about something we don't like.
Because we're not getting paid.
Right. Otherwise, we never get to talk about Ergo.
And if anybody wants to sponsor us...
They can sponsor us.
They can sponsor us, but we have to like what they have.
Right, of course. And we need free samples.
Lots
of free samples.
For testing purposes.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah.
Of course.
Especially if it's food for Joe.
Yeah, Joe can house some food.
I'm a grazer.
Nothing wrong with that.
I got to adjust his introduction. A self-proclaimed grazer.
Wait, so... The first thing I said to my wife was like, "Oh, they have this candy bar in the kitchen." She's like, "That's what you come home to tell me, the candy bar." Like,
that was my first day on it.
Yeah, they have a candy bar.
And then the most exciting part about the job.
Yeah, and then every time we turn around, everything's changing in there. Sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Erica does a good job.
There was literally like 40 pounds worth of shit ordered today that came today.
I saw that.
Did you see that in like Sam's Club?
Yeah.
I got a 20-pound bag of nuts that was left on my desk. That's the first.
He opened it up. Who sent me nuts?
Right.
Somebody's trying to tell you you're nuts.
So you know what's funny?
I always knew you're crazy, but...
We dropped all this money designing, like, from ground up this corporate office, right? It wasn't cheap designing this. No. And the big takeaway that when visitors come in, the first thing they talk about is the fucking candy machine on the wall. Yeah. That's all they talk about. Like, they're astonished by this. They've never seen a candy
dispenser. I'll tell you
dispenser.
What, though. You ever try to get the peach rings out of that fucking thing?
Oh, it's impossible.
Rich, so that's why Rich moved them.
I need a handful at a time, right? So I don't just get one. Like, I need a handful. I was there for 10 minutes, and then I just took the lid off the top. I was like,
reaching from the top.
I'll just put my
fucking hand in.
Yeah,
the jar?
Put my right in.
That's not cool, dude.
What else are you going to do?
He can't stand there that whole time.
Yeah, it doesn't come out of the
bottom. Don't tell me you're going to be one of those people. Like, I'm not going to eat that
A
now.
Clean person? A person that's worried about what's on Joe's hands? Everybody should be that person.
Don't touch the peach
rings.
I grew
up
then.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
No. You can eat the peach rings right now. It's just when the top gets down to the bottom, that's where you got to be concerned. That last row of peach rings. Because who else knows who is sticking their hands in the cookie jar, right? Or the peach jar.
But right now, they just put it in a jar. You got to grab them from the top. You have no choice.
Rates and Rants. We are totally going on rants right now about candy. We were supposed
to be
talking about other
do
information.
The internal thing, but I think this podcast is really going to go big.
I think it's going to go viral.
Viral's the word.
My concern is that I'm really interested in you guys because I really like you guys, but is everybody else interested
in you? They will be.
I think I'm hilarious.
Once we build the base,
it'll be fine.
I think you're pretty funny too, actually. We always laugh.
People call just to talk to Erica, so.
This is
absolutely
true. Everybody, yes.
Like,
I wouldn't
wait,
know about,
speaking, should we take a caller? Should we call somebody randomly?
Did she say
yes.
She's hilarious?
She did say she's self-proclaimed hilarious. Yeah.
Put that in her intro.
Okay. All right, I'll write that up for
me and all my boyfriends.
Wait, so
I got a lot of boyfriends and I'm hilarious.
But, I mean, it's got to be somebody.
Nicole.
We can't call Nicole.
Wait,
Nicole's
doesn't
external.
Even work here.
Yeah, she doesn't even work at Absolute.
We did who we are.
Yeah, we kind of
did
who
we
are.
I mean,
they'll learn eventually.
Eventually. Yeah.
If you want to learn more about us, keep listening.
Well, I guess before we take a caller, let's.
Greg Dancy.
We should call Dancy. Greg Dancy's a good caller. George Dudley would be also great to bring on. Like, I feel
Rich
like we
could
should...
always Rich Conforti.
Mr. Conforti? I don't even think Mr. Conforti knows what a podcast is.
He wanted to be the first one.
He wanted to be the first
one.
Well,
this is true.
When we start going, and this is going to go, we're looking at a Thursday morning time slot of when we'll do our recordings.
And we'll put him Facebook Live, by the way. So
and,
yeah. Keep an eye out for
He'll be
the
one of our first guests.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it makes sense.
What's he going to talk about? He can't talk about anything like very like risque.
He's got
to,
yeah, we're going to have to.
Yeah, we're going to have to like filter him.
Yeah, that's going to have to be pre-recorded.
Right, yeah. We can't do that one live.
We're going to have to get the beep machine.
Yeah, we got to get the beep machine for
Mr.
Conforti. By the way, we made a group decision. We're allowed to curse, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, we can curse.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Yeah, anybody that's sensitive to that, like, yeah. I'm sorry.
If you're listening to us, put headphones in.
Yeah. Right, like, yeah, don't broadcast it. But we were talking about broadcasting it live for the branches, right? Putting Alexas in the branches and then, you know, turning the mic on at a certain time.
My God.
Are we really doing that?
Yeah. So we're going to ship Alexas down to the different branches, and then the speaker's just going to turn on in the office.
You're
every...
big with those Alexas. Don't you have a couple on your desk?
I have two on my desk.
So that's funny.
I have one for video and one for sound, but it's also hooked up to my computer, so that's my speakers for the computer.
Like, I don't...
The one night you left, it just kept saying, like, someone was calling.
Yeah.
Oh, because if they call my house, because I have, like, the video at my house, it'll...
Yeah.
Does that hook into your Ring doorbell?
Mm-hmm. You have the Ring too?
I have the Ring.
You have everything, don't you?
I have cameras all over my house.
Is it wrong? I didn't know what to get to Melissa for her birthday. And, you know,
you got her the Ring doorbell?
I got her the Ring doorbell because, you know.
Who comes to your door?
I don't know, but.
No one can even find your street, let alone come to your door.
I know. You know, and the funniest part is we got the camper in front of the door. So all the Ring doorbell does is really just stare at the camper. it's no point, but I ran out of things to get her. You know, we have everything
it's a nice
that
idea.
We want. And yeah, and Joe said he really liked it.
I love
for
it.
For Jen, so...
Yeah, she checks it. I mean, that thing...
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about getting that.
School bus goes by.
So
you know
I'm in the car with Joe the other day, and he's taking me to the airport, right? And it's like a blizzard out, right? And we're driving in his truck, which is massive. He's driving to the airport, and Jen calls in, and she goes, Joe, there's somebody at the door. I'm freaking out. And Joe's like, well... It's probably somebody just delivering a package. You got the Ring doorbell. Look at it. She goes, I'm scared. He's like, well, grab the shotgun and answer the door.
And I'm like, there's an AR in the safe.
Yeah. You're fine. I'm sorry. Not the shotgun. The assault rifle. Grab the assault rifle. Answer the door. And she goes, I have two kids at home. So
put them in the crib and
now let me ask you something. I want to go back on that. When you guys were in the car, was she on speaker?
Yeah.
And did you then, here's the thing with speaker. Do you then announce, that, Matt's with me?
Always.
Do you do that right away, or do you do a little talk and then go, by the way?
I try to do...
You know what I'm talking about?
Jen, I'm in the car with Matt, or you're on speaker.
You're on speaker.
I talk to Jen a lot on speaker from my field.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and Jen are working
on a
relationship.
You've got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
I talk Especially to Joe a lot when him and Jen are laying in bed, too. So Jen falls asleep to my voice sometimes. So Jen hearing this
podcast...
Do you
talk really soft?
Are you talking like that with...
It depends. If he lets me, if he lets me know Jen's in bed, I try to talk softer. I don't want to be rude.
Yeah, and he slows it down.
Slow it down.
All right, we'll edit that part out.
Yeah. By the way, I am so impressed with John Cuskin's voice.
Right? You're not the only one.
It
I am too.
It soothes me.
That's soothing.
It's very soothing. I just want to hear him talk.
So, I just want to keep talking.
So what else do we need to know about this podcast?
Yeah, so I guess the basis was making a different spin on training, right? Training is boring. We've tried it so many ways. We've tried...
Oh, we're training on here?
Yeah. Well,
we came to the wrong podcast.
Discussion about topics
Yeah,
related,
discussion about
right?
topics. So different, like,
mortgage
industry,
okay.
You know, industry-related stuff. Like, how do we make something that's really boring, like anti-money laundering, right? Who wants to hear about, take a training on anti-money laundering? But we can bring that topic in-house here, okay? And we can talk about it. We can talk about why it's there, whether it's good, it's bad, it's indifferent. But you can actually learn about a topic that's really boring, right? But we're going to make it fun. And you can actually get your compliance certification, too. I learned that from an auditor. If we just get a sign-off.
So record a podcast about it?
Yeah.
And then put it out there and make people listen?
It would just have to, for AML, it'd have to go through the four pillars of AML. And if we mention those four pillars on the podcast and we have tracking that you actually listen to it, that would check the box.
Now I can see why you want to do this. We'll make that fun.
Yeah, so we can make really boring stuff fun, and we can get, you know, we can actually improve the business too. And also we can talk about completely other stuff. Like, you know, after we get back from conferences and stuff like that, we can talk about what happened, what we learned, who did something stupid. Right, good stories, where we went out to dinner, okay? Who Erica told off, I don't know, you know?
Could be a number of things, four people.
I feel like half of Erica's responses are going to be giggles in the background.
Oh. She's going to have to swoop in there with something slick once in a while.
Oh,
but
she'll drop a line or two.
Yeah. Right. So are we going to bring a caller on, or are we not bringing a caller on?
Who are you going to call, though?
I don't know.
Are we calling one of the branch managers?
So just to make sure, like, from a kind of podcast standpoint, if anybody has ideas for topics that they would think, you know, get a little like us to address or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll take
could be
suggestions.
Anything. Yeah, we'll take suggestions. Yeah. We'll take, especially internal, like managers, right? If you guys have concerns about something.
Of course.
Or,
and then
you know,
we'll delete it and come up with our own stuff.
Yeah, we'll
right.
put
we'll,
a spin
we'll,
on
we'll
it.
We'll take those ideas. We'll make them.
We'll think
own.
About them.
Yeah, yeah, we'll think about them.
There's a comments box.
Write them on the board.
The office.
Yeah, yeah that there is.
No, that's something great. We're not going to spend 1 second on that.
Yeah, of course.
We'll put it on the blackboard.
So, guys, we're at 20 minutes right now. How time
can I
fly?
Is that getting me good, that camera?
It's getting you great, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on camera?
Oh, we got two cameras
going.
Oh,
we've been recording?
We're live. We're doing video and audio recording.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Yep. So we actually legit got this thing started.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Cool. Wait, we actually even ordered toys, right? So we got like different toys
like
for the podcast.
That's terrible.
Wait. That's redefined. That's not we. You ordered toys.
Well, I ordered toys.
Yes.
But that sounds terrible. Like, we ordered toys.
Oh, like,
well, what do you
we'll cut that out.
What type
I don't
of toys
know.
Are you talking about? What type of toys do
what
you
kind
order?
Of toys, toys,
you
that's like, oh, we have toys. And you just got this. There you go, guys.
Joe, your house is probably filled with toys right now.
Nothing good. No. Like kids' toys.
Yeah, kids' toys.
Well, you do have an assault rifle.
That's a good toy.
And the Ring doorbell.
I have some weapons.
You got rid of the side-by-side, though. That,
I did.
Why'd you do that? That would have been great for the PA house.
It used to get me upset watching it sit. I got rid of that. I got rid of the motorcycle. I got rid of the go-kart. One day.
What, did you just start unloading?
Just fucking start unloading everything.
Wow.
Did you
see,
sell
I,
it?
I
did
hold
you sell
on
it?
To everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my BMX bike from when I was 10.
No,
like,
no.
I do.
Everything's got a price.
Oh, really? Everything's got a price.
Yeah, right.
We were talking about
that
earlier.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Listen, sometimes I put stuff on Craigslist just to see what happens.
Even if you don't want to sell
it? Even if I don't want to sell it. Somebody comes with the right price, gone.
So I can go buy your house right now for the right price.
Oh, it was listed the other day on For Sale by Owner.
No, it wasn't.
Swear to God.
You put it up.
Just put
you
it up.
You just got done renovating.
You know what? We just got plans to renovate again, to put an addition on.
Come on, shut up. You're putting an addition on the house? You guys, the house was... You had to see this house renovation mid-renovation. The exterior walls were ripped off
at one
point.
Oh, yeah. We gutted the whole thing.
Yeah, it was down to the studs.
That was 2 years ago now, though.
That's crazy. That
was
2 years
and two kids ago, so, you know.
So you're looking to renovate?
Yeah,
we can do a renovation loan right here for you.
Yeah, oh, you guys want to talk about renovation loans?
We could. But
do you want to do a renovation loan out? He'd listen. Probably use Quicken. He wouldn't use Absolute.
I heard their process is fast.
Listen, I would hate to be Joe's loan officer because he is brutal. If I was Joe, I would. There's there's so many things I would rather do than be Joe's loan officer. Because you would
just let me do the work.
No.
I'll give it to you.
I feel like you would just put an LO in their place. Like if they not one that worked for you, right? Just an LO at another.
Oh
company.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Like I remember one time I applied for a mortgage via Wells, and I was freaking the guy out because you know it was just right when the Consumer Access Portal launched. Okay, so. I was like, oh, yeah, what's your name? I was like, cool. So I'm looking the guy up while he's taking my application. I'm like, oh, so, yeah, you've been at Wells for, like, you know, for 18 months now, right? How was CMG before that? And he's like, excuse me? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I know where you were before. And, you know, I see you've been in the mortgage industry for a couple of years now. I guess, you know, Wells, they're federal registrants. They don't know about the NMLS.
Right.
Yeah, right. So I'm telling this guy about his career history, and he, like, was, like, freaking out about it. He's like, look, man. I'm not going to keep taking your information anymore until you tell me how you have information on me. And I'm like, look, dude, you didn't get to my employment section of my 1003 yet. You know, I work in the mortgage industry. I can look your license up. And he was like, oh, okay, I didn't really know what was going on. And I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to a Wells Fargo loan officer, right?
I did a HELOC with a company, and they had my app, and I didn't get disclosures yet. And it was like a few days. And I go to the lady. I'm like, where's my disclosures? I haven't seen anything, right?
You
took my application, you know, over the phone a few days ago. She's like, and I'm like, don't you owe it to me within 3 days? Like, you know, it's
right.
You know, and she like really got kind of caught off guard. And I was like, well, these are the rules, lady. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not that hard.
Don't make me self-report you.
I'm easy to work with.
Do you
with.
Still have the house listed?
Yeah, I think so. My wife puts it up. She hates our house.
Why?
She hates everything. I don't know. She really hates our house. Like, I don't know. She just, it's like a bi-level, you know, it's, but to get our house in our area, it would be a lot right now, right? Because we put all the work into it. It's like all brand new,
well, now's
right?
the time to sell. If you're going to sell, this is where you want to do it.
But here's the problem.
Would you rent for a year if
you
were motivated
right now? No, I got two kids. They eat walls. I can't put them, you know what I mean? You can't go and just rent a place. It's hard. We have a lot of stuff.
Right, yeah. But like, so you sell,
I'd go
at the
buy
top,
something
sell at
and
the top
then,
of the market, buy at the top of the market.
That's,
I mean,
the
I
problem.
Felt like
what are you gonna? What are you gonna go?
Where
see?
You gonna go?
Yeah.
Then?
What? So to if I even stay in my area and I want to get something that like we want, you know, you're looking at a way too heavy of a paycheck.
All right.
So
I understand that.
It's more so just.
It's not like any of us make any good money here, yeah. So.
Like, just gotta live as small as possible.
That doesn't sound like you.
I like to drive nice cars.
Yeah, you do. You do have some nice cars.
That's my vice.
Dude, I think you should start a limo company. We
How many
start
cars do you have? Are you like him?
No, I have my truck and I have the Suburban and
okay.
Then my wife has a Volvo.
Okay.
I think, I don't know how many I have. I think I'm at like 14. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm at four, something like that, 14, 13 maybe.
How many run? That's the.
Oh, that's a better question. I think 5 run.
Okay.
I have 5 that are roadworthy right now. The rest are just sitting in the warehouse. They're not rotting away. They're indoors. I bought my Mustang from high school back. I told you I found my cell phone underneath the driver's seat.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I can't get it powered up yet, though. I've been trying to find a charger.
What kind of cell phone was it?
It's like a Sanyo, like 8660 or something. I got to find like an Asian charger for it or something.
that's a relic.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It was a flip phone. I mean, you got to. Because I ripped
it. Does it have a camera?
Yeah, it has a camera. It had a little color screen on the front of it, too.
Yeah, but like, is there like a memory chip in it? We could try and.
No, there's
pictures.
No memory chips. I can't get it turned on. I would love to see like
how many people own that car between you and this person now?
Six. It had 6 owners between
six
me.
Owners
yeah.
And
nobody. And
nobody
found the cell phone.
Nobody cleaned. Was there French fries?
I took the only way I found it was I took the driver's seat out, and that's when I found it when I actually lifted.
Do you remember
the seat.
Losing it?
Yes, I do. I do remember losing it. But back then, I mean, cell phones were like disposable, so like probably just went to Radio Shack and got a new one.
I worked at Radio Shack.
Did you really?
I worked at CompUSA.
I got fired though.
You got fired?
The
from
only
Radio
job
Shack?
I ever got fired from because I didn't
was
show
Radio
up.
Shack?
Yeah.
I never understood how Radio Shack stayed in business. There was never
right?
anybody in there.
No, you know what? They used to make us like if anybody came in, they were like, "Oh, you need a cell phone?" Like, no, I don't need a fucking cell phone.
I
like,
came here for
batteries. Right? Like, I was just doing it in between classes, and it was just like, I'm out.
You know what I miss? Yeah. I miss my beeper. I had a beeper in eighth grade. It was cool.
I had a beeper. Nobody ever paged me.
Nope.
Really?
Ever.
I used to get pages all the time.
What, your mom? That doesn't count.
Yeah.
No, no.
Time to come home.
My sister would page me, too.
It wasn't just my mom.
I had a beeper. You know what was
sometimes
my,
I would just page
you know
myself,
what was my favorite
sure
device?
What?
The Sidekick.
Oh, Sidekick.
I didn't have one of those. Did you guys have any of those Nextels, the walkie
talkie? I did.
Sure.
So I,
no.
My, I
no.
had a Nextel, but I had a BlackBerry Nextel. That was pretty cool. It was a BlackBerry 8660.
That's when they first bought
it. Yeah, it had a yellow button on the side. Remember when BlackBerries were really big? Like,
yeah.
Everybody had a berry.
You don't remember the Sidekick? It just kicked a little side.
Yeah, but that was kind of like a chick phone, Joe. I gotta be honest.
It wasn't
with
really
you.
A phone. It was more like.
It was a chick phone.
It was like the first smartphone.
It was like, yeah, the iPhone before the iPhone.
It was before the iPhone. And it had a full color screen.
Yeah,
and you could roll up a full that? Keyboard.
Look,
I don't know who used to make that.
I only knew chicks
Motorola?
Had Sidekicks.
I think it was Motorola.
Erica, did you have a Sidekick?
I did not.
That thing was like
because I didn't
though.
Have AT&T.
What about iPhones? When did you guys get your first iPhone? When did you make the jump? Do you remember
when
your
I left
first
my BlackBerry?
iPhone?
I stayed
BlackBerry.
Pretty
you went
long.
BlackBerry to iPhone.
As soon as Verizon opened or offered it.
I just I'm like a 6-month iPhone veteran.
He broke down. I'm still I'm
Matt's still
hanging still
a green
on.
Green bubble.
That's
yeah,
why Matt's in no
bubble.
Group texts.
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
earlier today,
I gotta be
we
honest.
Didn't have
even
him in
if, I'm
chat.
Not a big texter. Even if I
you're
was
not,
in group text,
were.
I wouldn't text. Right. I like to monitor. I really like getting
and
texts.
Actually, though,
I don't like responding.
Right. That's it. I would agree with that statement
yeah.
for you. But
I'm always watching.
With,
I'll call you when you
with
text
the
me.
Knee, you texted a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm,
like when you sent me
well,
the Escalade in the middle of the night.
That's what it is. Is that I'm stuck. Right. I can't
right.
move because of the surgery. So
right.
You know I'm. Actually more in tune, but it proves my point that I don't want to say I'm too busy, but I'm too busy to text. I mean, it's crazy what I'm dealing with on a daily basis. Mm. Questionable. Mm. I'm more
okay.
busy than you are, that's for sure.
I mean, the texting is it's a passive form of communication. Don't expect an immediate response.
Right. That's how I feel about it.
You text
Thank
me,
you,
don't expect an immediate response. It's
right.
passive.
Right. Call me. If you really need to talk to me, call me. I'll pick up the phone. And if I don't pick up, I'll call you back.
That's questionable.
Do you though?
I always call you back.
You
don't
do
that shit.
No, he does.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
you're good about
back.
That.
I'm a good guy about calling people
he
back.
Is. He is.
Yeah.
I try to stay on top of the phone stuff, but
yeah, it's hard. So anyway, I guess, you know, we should be wrapping up our first podcast. But
how long was today's show? So far?
Today's about 30 minutes,
half hour.
That's not bad.
Yeah, we're at 29 minutes and 50 seconds.
Well, moves fast.
What are most podcasts are?
They're hour to 3 hours.
An hour,
3 hours? Yeah. No,
I feel like I can sit here and talk to you.
I could do it, but
it's kind of like when you're interviewing somebody. So here's the thing.
Right.
It's podcast, right? So it's not a one-time shot. Like right now, I'm like halfway through one. You go back in the car, plays again.
Right.
You know,
but
like,
also we don't have to record it all in one shot either.
Well,
we can add to it.
It depends
segments.
What it is. If we're like
different
interviewing
segments?
Somebody, yes. You can do different segments. But that's right. A segment's a show, right? So you could release 3 shows on one day if you really want to, right? I mean,
oh, of course.
Like,
but then it gets played out.
Yeah.
It?
Well, I mean, people like content. Yeah, so, like, you could be 30 shows back, and there's always content for somebody.
Of course.
Right? So if there's 5 shows that they haven't gotten to yet, maybe they got a flight to catch, and they're on the flight, they're going to listen to 3 episodes. Right? So.
Sure. Well, I do want to say that this is really fun.
This has been a really good time.
It's been really cool.
I've enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I'm excited to do more. I'm excited. We were supposed to take a caller, but I guess we're out of time,
we can't take a caller.
But anybody that wants to be a caller for the next podcast, we're probably going to do it next week. So.
We're looking for guest spots.
Yeah, we're looking for guest spots. Maybe we'll bring Mr. Conforti on.
If there's anybody that you guys want to see us interview.
Yeah, oh yeah, let's talk about that just to finish up.
Yeah.
The people that we want to bring in. Guys, we want to bring in, for example, the Bassani brothers from Appraisal Links.
Have callers, great guests.
Right, great guests.
Yeah. Wayne.
Yeah, we want to bring Wayne Watkinson in, compliance attorney.
We need more chairs.
We do need more. No, we got two more. We got
just microphones.
We need more microphones.
Do we have more microphones?
We have one more.
We have one more mic, so we...
Yeah. Just one guest, at a time.
Well, all we really need is a couple headsets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we'll supplement.
Oh, cool. We get to spend more money on Amazon.
I was just going to say, our sponsor, Amazon.
Yeah. I have a couple. I have the account. We're good.
Is something wrong with your microphone, John? It's going a little limp.
I brought it down.
Hey,
you brought it.
You got to tighten it up over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of them.
I haven't been touching my mic the whole time.
I like to move it because I like to move a little bit. I like to lean back.
You have been a little fidgety.
To come back to the table.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Right. I think John's a little nervous.
I like to be. I want to be natural. If I were, we just going to sit here and talk, and I'm.
Yeah, I listen.
You know what I mean? I want to engage the listeners too. We're also doing video.
Whatever makes it work, right?
Yeah, John's got video.
I'm more of a video guy.
Yeah. Joe told me I have a face for radio. I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Oh, look it up. I'm pretty sure Urban Dictionary would define that one.
I'm just enjoying moving the mic around.
All right. Listen. Like, you
know, I think we did a good job designing the studio. It feels professional. Great. I feel like the professional feel, like, you know, it makes you want to actually do it more. All right, guys. I guess, yeah, let's put
thanks,
a cap on it.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, we'll be, we'll be back next week. Yeah, good job, everybody, for a show. Yeah. All right.
This is Rates and Rants, and we're out.
Peace.